Bad Bad Joe.
It is time for you to stop all of your sleeping. Yes, it's time for you to stop all of your sobbing. Mm-hmm. There's one thing you gotta do to make me still want you.
Gotta stop your sobbing now.
You are tuned in to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Of course, you may also be listening to us on iHeartRadio or any of the stations that syndicate the program. A sincere thank you to all those stations. Coming back, celebrating 60 years of the debut record from the Kinks.
Yeah, and we heard a pair of tracks from this album. We heard Stop Your Sobbing and Beautiful Delilah. Now, a thing about to remember about this time period, especially in the early 60s, is everything was very singles-based, and this album had a lot of the Kinks singles. But in the early days, the Kinks were really more of a singles band.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about early Kinks, you don't really think about albums necessarily. You think about the big singles, such as All Day and All the Night, which was also released around the same time as these tracks. It really is just one of those things where you have to keep that in consideration, along with other bands like the Beatles or the first Rolling Stones records, where they weren't really made as cohesive releases. They were made as basically vehicles to just collect the singles on. But with that said, though, what a strong collection of singles. Stop Your Sobbing is an original by the Kinks that would go on to greater fame, being re-recorded and released by the Pretenders, where it would achieve quite a bit of fame on the charts. And then Beautiful Delilah, almost a punky version of that track, originally done by Chuck Berry.
Of course, yeah. They had that early punk energy. Even their debut song, You Really Got Me,
mm-hmm.
It's infamous for Dave Davies. He sliced his speaker in his amp to get that distorted sound, because distortion didn't exist really yet. So
you had to do something. You had to be innovative. And I think there's a lot of innovation going on this record. You know, it paved the way for a lot of punk rock and alternative music coming out with that sort of innovation. So celebrating 60 years of the self-titled debut record by the Kinks. And then prior to that, celebrating the life of Kris Kristofferson, the legendary outlaw country singer, songwriter, and actor who passed away at the age of 88 the other week. He'd been in a number of fantastic movies and, you know, just to name a few of them. Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. He played Billy the Kid, I believe, in Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. He was in The Sailor Who Fell from the Grace of the Sea. A Star is Born is probably like one of his biggest ones. Mm-hmm. Also films like Heaven's Gate, Flashpoint, just to name a couple. Of course, one of my favorite, Big Top Pee-wee.
He was also a great musician.
He was, and, well, primarily we're going to talk about his music. But he was, look, he made it as an actor because he was so charismatic. And I think that carried over to his presentation as a performer, as we heard in these three songs that we played from him.
Yeah, we heard the title track from his 1971 release, The Silver-Tongued Devil and I. And then we heard a pair of tracks from Christofferson, his first full-length and debut album.
We heard The Best of All Possible Worlds and Help Me Make It Through the Night. And this was a successful album retrospectively because it had a number of songs that were covered by other artists, including Help Me Make It Through the Night, Sunday Morning Coming Down, Me and Bobby McGee. But it wasn't really successful for him. It was only after some other artists covered those songs that it was reissued and re-released to greater chart success. But at the time, it pretty much went unnoticed. And then it's just amazing to see this reappraisal of Christofferson as a songwriter as his career took off with having these other artists cover his songs. And also, he was part of the outlaw country movement. Calling it a movement is kind of a misstating of exactly what it was, but it was like this disparate collection of different artists within country music who wrote grittier, less orchestral songs, not like the stuff coming out of Nashville that was very sanitized, but songs that dealt with grittier, more real subject matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can throw, I think the likes of Willie Nelson would fit in there. Definitely Johnny Cash, kind of a latecomer to it, but, you know, got a resurgence in his career in the 1970s as being part of the outlaw country movement as well.
And then
Waylon Jennings, of course, yeah.
Christofferson, of course, would also be part of the Highwaymen, correct?
And that was also kind of like the supergroup of outlaw country performers. Yeah, a fantastic songwriter. There's a lot to check out in his discography, but I think those two records we highlighted are probably his strongest.
Let's switch focus here. We're going to move on to some newer stuff, starting off with a track from Canadian songwriter Pete Marino, known as the Trampoline Delay. They have a new single out called Little Lucy. We're also going to hear a band called Roswit, which features Penny Clark on guitar and vocals sometimes. Penny Clark, previously of Tough Age, this was also produced by Jarrett Sampson of Tough Age. So we're going to hear that and lots more, so stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Hearing from those noisy boys over in Pack Rat from their latest record, Life's a Trap, we heard Can't Stop. But unfortunately, we're going to have to because our show's almost over. Adam and Dave here with Revolution Rock. And just about 5 minutes to go, we still have one quick song we want to play for you. But we have to go back through the other songs we played just to let you know what we heard.
Do we have to?
Well, we don't have to, but I would prefer.
I think we should.
Yeah, we heard Teenage Art Scene prior to that.
Oh, yeah, we did. I should tell you the name of the song. We heard Paper Planes from their latest Minor Leagues. Prior to that, we heard Morning Music from Knitting from their latest release, Some Kind of Heaven. We heard Green. And then before that, we heard some more new music. Actually, you know what? It was all new music in this set.
Yeah, so. All 2024 releases. And this one just came out, a band called Feeling Figures.
Yeah, we heard the track Swimming from Everything Around You, which is their latest release. And then prior to that, we heard something new that I didn't know was a thing until recently. A band called Roswit.
Not Roswell.
No.
Roswit.
Because Roswit is witty. And I don't know if that's true.
That was very witty, Dave.
Roswit is a band made up of musicians from other bands, and most notably Penny Clark of Tough Age. She plays guitar in this group. Jarrett Sampson produced this album. And there's several different singers on this album. We heard the song called Person's Song, and the album's called Eternal Living. And you can hear the whole thing now. It was released on the 4th, actually, of October. And it's good stuff. I'm sure we'll hear more of it.
I'm sure.
Program.
And this is probably the closest we'll get to another Tough Age record since the band is now officially defunct. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But a great release, as with what we heard starting off the show, a brand new single from musician Pete Moreno that was with his project, The Trampoline Delay.
Yeah, we heard Little Lucy, and I believe these are all building up to a forthcoming release. But more on that as it develops. And that pretty much does it for this edition of Revolution Rock. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating throughout several different stations through Canada. But we should also mention that Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program.
That's right, a mainstay here at CJAM FM. So if you're in the Windsor area, check that out. Stay tuned. And if you happen to be out and about in Windsor at this time of night, make sure to head over to Fog Lounge where you can see Aha Kid as well as Jose Contreras perform live at Fog Lounge. We're going to end off with a new single that was released recently by Kiwi Jr. This one is a celebration of an anniversary, kind of like what we've been doing on the show, but they do it by covering a song. This one, originally done by Guided by Voices on their 1994 album, B-1000. This is Kiwi Jr.'s rendition of Gold Star for Robot Boy.
All right, and that's how we're going to end off this edition of Revolution Rock. If time, maybe we can squeeze in another track. But until next time, this is Gold Star for Robot Boy, covered by Kiwi Jr.